Chazar Zechinah Shul Bachach Shushag Rabbi Yehuda Mesech Lepsachim Daf Tzadik Gimel. Brisa says the following people have to bring a Pesach on Pesach Sheni: a Zav, a Zava, a man or a woman, Metzaira, a Nida, or someone has Tashmish with a Nida, a woman who gave birth, or one who didn't bring a Pesach, B'shoigig, Ba'ainis, or B'mezit, a Tamei person, and someone who was far away and couldn't make it to Shalim in time to bring the Pesach. If all these people bring on Pesach Sheni, why does the Torah only single out Tamei? The Gemara says, that can't be the Brisa's question, because Tommy is singled out to teach that he may not bring a Pesach on Pesach Rishon even if he wants to. The Brisa's question rather must be, Zach Gemara, why does the Torah single out the person who was far away? The Brisa says, it teaches us, he was Bederech HaChayka, that the Gemara Brisa says, it teaches us that he's not Chayiv Kares for not bringing the Pesach on Pesach Rishon. For the Gemara Brisa says that women don't bring a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Gemara says, the first Brisa follows Rabbi Yossi, and this second Brisa follows Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Zach Gemara Brisa says, Rabbi says, one is Chayiv Kares for purposely not bringing a Pesach on Pesach Rishon, is also Chayiv Kares for not bringing one on Pesach Sheni. Rav Nosson says one is only Chayiv Kares for Pesach Rishon. Rav Hanan ben Akavya says one is only Chayiv Kares for Pesach Rishon, and even then, only if he doesn't then bring it on Pesach Sheni. Zakt Gemara, Rebbe and Rav Nosson argue this elsewhere as well. Rebbe says if one becomes a ger between Pesach Rishon and Sheni, or if one becomes an adult between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he's chayiv to bring a Pesach and Pesach Sheni because now it's his own chiyuv. Rav Nosson says only one who is chayiv in Pesach Rishon must bring a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Gemara says this three-way machlokes is based on the following, and each based their shita on how they dash in the pesukim written by Pesach Sheni. Rebbe says each Pesach is a separate yomtiv. Rav Nosson says Pesach Sheni is a makeup for Pesach Rishon, but not to the point that it absolves the person for not having brought a Pesach on Pesach Rishon. Rav Chananel ben Akavya says Pesach Sheni is a full makeup for Pesach Rishon. Based on this, if someone was amazed on Pesach Rishon and on Pesach Sheni, all would agree he's chayiv kares. If someone was a shoyging on Pesach Rishon and a shoyging on Pesach Sheni, all would agree he's not chayiv kares. If someone was amazed on Pesach Rishon and a shoyging on Pesach Sheni, according to Rebbe and Rav Nosson, he'd be chayiv kares. If someone was a shoyging on Pesach Rishon and amazed on Pesach Sheni, only Rebbe would say that he's chayiv kares. Zok to Mishnah, what's considered far away with Derech HaChayka for purposes of the Pesach? Rabbi Akiva says, from the city of Moedin and beyond, and that distance in all directions. Rabbi Eliezer says, even from the threshold of the Azorah and beyond is already considered to be Derech HaChayka for this purpose. Rabbi Yossi says, that's why the letter He of the word HaChayka has a dot on top of it to teach that it need not be truly far away. Even from the threshold of the Azorah and beyond is considered to be far away. Zok the Gemara, Ula said, Moedin is 15 mil from Yerushalayim. Zok the Gemara, Ula holds that far away means that one cannot start walking at noon and make it in time to Shecht a Pesach, meaning before sunset. According to Rabbi Barachan and Rabbi Yechanan, a person can walk 40 mil a day, 5 mil from Alois until Netz, 15 mil from Netz until Chatzois, 15 mil from Chatzois until Shkia, until sunset, and 5 mil from sunset until Tzeisach Echav. That's how Ula arrives at this 15 mil calculation. Ula said, far away, Derech HaChayka means one cannot start walking at noon at Chatzois and make it in time to Shecht the Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda said, Derech HaChayka, far away means one cannot start walking at noon and make it in time for the eating of the Pesach. Fidek Nemar Rabbi said to Ula, there's a question on your view and a question on Rabbi Yehuda's view. On your view, you say that one who is Tamei Sheretz may have a Pesach brought for him even though he can't eat, even though he can't be at the Beis HaMikdash for the Shechita. So you see that you don't have to be there by the Shechita. On Rabbi Yehuda's view, we have the following question. He says that if one who is Tamei Sheretz may not bring the Karban Pesach and he cannot have the Karban Pesach brought from him even though he'll be able to be there and be a Roy to eat it at the time of the eating. So you see, being there at the time of eating is not enough. So Ula said, neither question is problematic. Regarding the question on me, the special halacha of one who is Bederech HaChayka only applies to one who is physically far away, not one who is close by, but is Tamei, and therefore as if he is far away. Regarding the question on Rabbi Yehuda learns from a pasuk that a Tamei Sheretz may not have a Pesach brought for him. However, one who is far away can have a Pesach brought for him. Zakt Gemara Brisa says, we learn from the pasuk that if someone is in Medin or beyond, or if he can take fast horses, I'm sorry, if he's in Medina beyond, so even if he can take fast horses and make it back in time for the Shechita, he would not be Chayiv Kares for not bringing a Pesach. Also, if one is closer to the Medina but cannot make it on time because his camels are moving slowly, he had a traffic jam, he would be subject to Kares for missing this Pesach.